dog dies in the headlights of the driveway. Cool autumn rain. Bugs died on your windshield on the freeway. Wonder if you'll be the same. Centuries flower. We have the same power. 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 Moth flies in the window of the kitchen. Hang up your coat. Gold lips and gold eyes, listen. Something that I want you to know. Turn on the shower. Cause we had the same power. We had the same power. We had the same power. We had the same power.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host of the next hour, Molly Ann Nichols. This is Mozzie's Morsels, episode 3. We're still getting in the swing of things. You just listened to Century by Big Thief, broadcasting live here from CITR 101.9 from the ancestral territories of the Musqueam people on stolen land. And in the next hour, I don't know. We're just going to get into it, really. We're just going to get into it real quick. Like, it's going to be the usual Cocktail Twins with a mix of Claro is what's going to be happening tonight. You know, the classic Andy Schaaf thrown in there. The little, like, 2 minutes of loving. You're going to be loving it. And I'm here with a special guest, Harper.
Hello.
One more time.
Hello.
That's Harps. And she's here also with us for an hour. It's going to be lovely. And as always, or as the past like episode in a bit, I'm going to be reading some tidbits from my journal today. And like, I don't know, it's been a kind of crazy time. It's been a crazy week. Every day is another story to tell. And that's for certain, you know, like it's bustling out there in a crazy way. And I can't wait to share all of that with you today. But without further ado, I'm going to give you a few more tunes. And we're starting off with some Cocktail Twins. Now, I will say that kind of the theme and the thought behind the songs I was picking today, like, we're going to go ahead and have an hour of, like, butter and oil and wax, okay? Like, you're going to be in, like, jello-y vibes. You're going to be in a jello mold, one of those fish ones. It's going to be sticky. It's going to be pleasant. It's going to be sweet, but it's like it's very slimy and oily and waxy, all of those. Oh, and also, I have one more announcement before we get into it. And it's that I picked up a rhyming dictionary. Yeah. Harper's excited about that. I picked up a rhyming dictionary this weekend at a garage sale. And I did pick it up kind of for the show. This is like when I talk about Mozzie's Morsels, like this is what I'm talking about. So we're gonna be playing with that today. I don't know. It's going to be an awesome hour. But without further ado, I've got a lineup of Cocktail Twins, Julie Cruz and Claro coming at you, starting with Oil of Angels off of Four Calendar Cafe. I love this album. I love this album cover. It's like the I Spy vibe. So without further ado, here's your first dose of oil, butter and wax, all that goodness. Oil of Angels by the Cocktail Twins.
Distraction.
Guys, I got some rhymes. Okay. Oh no, where'd my rhymes go? I lost them on the page because it's like a wall of text, but rhymes version, it's kind of difficult. While I try to find my rhymes, that again was Oil of Angels by the Cocteau Twins. Beautiful Boots. And coming up, I believe we're going to have Moving In On You by Julie Cruz. I love Julie Cruz. Sends me right to sleep, but in a really good way. So cash in on some of this honeycomb, currycomb, semi-dome, tro-dome, humble home, gastronome, and some of that monochrome, huh?
I like that one.
What about some quorum, dorm, form, halorm, norm, and some storm, warm, swarm?
I prefer the honeycomb one.
Yeah, I mean,
that one
like...
really rolled off the tongue.
Oh, you know what's on the mind? Honeycomb ice cream at rain or shine. That was kind of a rhyme, even. Yeah,
spicy,
even.
Some might say.
So, chew on those rhymes and enjoy this tune, you guys. This is actually the best game yet, you guys. We're just passing around this rhyming dictionary, and it's Harper's turn. Harper, what are you bringing to the table?
Oh, okay, it's a tough one. Peppercorn, leprechaun, apple.
I don't know if I agree with that right off the
bat. Matterhorn, flugelhorn, alpenhorn, overdrawn. I don't agree with that.
No.
Weatherworn, waterworn, finsterhorn.
Finsterhorn's good.
Wait, let's see. Coumarone, chaperone, progesterone, aldosterone, androsterone, testosterone.
That's awesome. That one was very, like, that one had a theme, to be
really
honest.
Really fun ones on that page.
It's going to be Delmar
waterborne,
up soon.
Airborne.
Hello.
Are you a writer? Says
anything.
Submit to Discord. Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further. On Hail Discordia. with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
To hear your voice again, I pushed you so far down and I let you sink through the drain. There's a claw on my shoulder and she said the obvious, you know eventually you're gonna have to be a provider too. She's coming closer, I can feel her breathe. Keep forgetting that I'll have your family. If I listen with my hands sculpting on my knees, I can hear the single obnoxious sigh of relief. I'm born to be somebody, and somebody comes from me. I'll tell you about the rabbit moon and when to keep walking. I'll spare you pain, I can feel my shame come through that door. I can't fuck it up if it's not there at all. Somebody and somebody comes for me. I'll show you where I did swim team and drive to Dunwoody. I'll spare you pain, I can feel my shame come through the floor. I can't fuck it up if it's not there at all. I can't fuck it up if it's not.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You just listened to Reaper by Claro. Before that, it was Moving On You by Julie Cruz. And even sooner than that, it was Oil of Angels by Cocteau Twins. Now, this evening, afternoon, I guess it's evening. It's going to go ahead and be 7 o'clock. We're just playing with rhymes. We're doing the classic mess around with a rhyme. I can't resist. And it's going to go ahead and be the lovely Dalmar's turn. So kind of let's hear it.
Dedicated listeners remember me from an hour ago. I just stayed in the studio.
Yeah, so Dalmar's going to go ahead and be what I used to proudly have, the crown I used to wear, which is Station Rat Mama.
Oh, because I am
Station Rat Mama.
Actually, no, I feel like I've been usurped by some of the new squirrels, honestly.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Girl, what's your rhyme?
My rhyme? It's two. Obtuse, rubber goose, green mousse, guava juice, giant snake, birthday cake, large fries, chocolate shake.
Okay, so that's going to go ahead and not even be for my little rhyming dictionary, and Dalmar won. Okay, what's, do you have another?
Fudge. Older, bolder, folder, holder, molder, smolder, polder, solder, shoulder, shareholder, freeholder, beholder, stockholder, stad holder, small holder, gas holder, leaseholder, householder.
That one even kind of encompasses my career. My day career is as mortgage.
Gas holder.
No, leaseholder, baby. Leasehold. Leasehold properties. You know about that?
Any been bouldering?
Boulder. We should be, really.
And you some got girls smoldering are. Good looks.
Hello. Thanks, Dolly. Dolly, that doesn't feel right at all.
Dolly. I mean, you could. It's my. It's my. I'm not going to say my last name.
You're not going to be doing all that.
Don't talk to yourself. Not here. Not today.
Girl, you're on air. Girl, you're on air. So before we get into kind of like sharing some more morsels with you, the next morsel that I got on the plate is a March 23rd journal entry. Guys, this is crazy. You get it all here. But before that, you're going to have like some really sweet tunes, such as Eggshell by Little Kid. I believe this is a Canadian artist. And this kind of came up on my, like, I don't even know, Spotify algorithm, certainly. I enjoy it. It makes me feel like I'm in this yellow submarine blankie that I got when I was like...
Costa Rica?
No, no, girl.
In Costa Rica?
In Costa Rica, no. It was actually, I got this blanket after I saw a Beatles Cirque du Soleil show in Las Vegas, girl, with my dad. We went to Vegas just to see this because I really liked the Beatles when I was little.
Wait, really?
Yeah. We went on a trip to LA, and then on our way back, we drove through Nevada and Utah. And then our last destination was the Beatles Love. That was the name of it, Love. And in the gift shop, all I wanted was this blue and yellow submarine blanket, girl. And I love it. That's what this song sounds like. Eggshells by Little Kid. I was a little kid when I got that blanket. Chew on it.
Yellow submarine.
Of the river's side, we slide into the south, rounding at the boundary of the plain. Talking in the carpet at the far end of the house, summer spurred a seizure in my brain. Ambulances came, leaving a whining siren down the highway, leaving a smiling silence in your life, babe, leaving your sharing cherry cola mine, fragile as an eggshell.
Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship@citr.ca before March 27th. sponsorship@citr.ca. sponsorship@citr.ca.
I wanna be your child.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I feel like there's like a sock in my nose right now. I feel like I sound so nasally. Dalmar's looking at me with wide eyes and in agreement. But that was Nothing Touches Me by Sam Burton off of his album, I Can Go With You. I absolutely love this album, and I absolutely love Sam Burton. I saw Sam Burton live in like 2022, opening for Loving from Victoria. No, Loving from Vancouver Island. I don't believe they're from Victoria. I dare not spread misinformation on Mozzie's Morsels. Speaking of which, I'm Molly. This is Mozzie's Morsels. And we've been sharing morsels with you, we being myself, Dalmarlicious, and Harper D-Dopperty.
This is Dawes. This is Dawsy's Dorsals. I'm a dolphin.
Yeah, yeah, meow. And to that I say, meow. And we're kind of in the portion of this whole situation where I'm going to go ahead and just tell you what I wrote in my journal on March 23rd because I can, and because this is my variety show where I kind of do what I please in this regard.
It's a scrapbook.
And yeah, it's kind of like it's going to go ahead and be your audio scrapbook.
I love that.
You love that.
I love it.
It's powerful.
Because my show's like my diary.
Hello. And that's like it. So hello. Here's to autobiographical radio. I don't know if that's, you can get back to me on that. March 23rd, 2025. The sunroom smelled like late spring, early summer this morning. Some days it does, some days it doesn't. I eagerly anticipate its return. Yesterday, semicolon. Wait, pause. Is semicolon two dots or dot apostrophe?
Dot apostrophe.
Okay, girl, it's going to go ahead and be colon.
Colon.
Yesterday, colon.
Book that colonoscopy, girl.
Yesterday, colon. In the morning, I wash my sheets and clean the kitchen. Harper and I get Siegel's bagels. Mine was a veggie bagel and hers something new with no Swiss cheese.
Jalapeno melt.
I went to a yard sale and got three books and a t-shirt for $14. I sat at home for a while on the phone with Jenny. We both painted our nails blue on the phone. I counseled Jenny through an outfit breakdown. She landed on a vest and a tie. Typical girl. All that breakdown just to land on a vest and a tie. I mean, I'm there. I'm there.
I've done the same.
Yeah. Who has a Western theme party these days anyways? And can we comment to that? Who has a Western theme party in our year of destruction, because 2025?
Are we shading right now? Are we?
I'm not shading. I'm just asking, like, you're asking me
about the, you know, the way that Western, you know, glorified in the party scene. Is that what we're discussing?
Harper, I am not saying even so much as that. I'm going to keep it very surface level because I don't even think you need to go beyond.
Is it just
Western
that
is tired
it's
as a
so
theme.
Tired.
I can't get into it. I can't.
And as an Alberta Bay girl, move on.
Regardless.
Y'all weren't projectile vomiting at the Calgary Stampede at the age of 17.
And that's why you're still doing Western theme. I digress.
Y'all were not. I
digress. I digress. This spring is a gift, but a wetter one than I am used to. A gift of prolonged hibernation before the rush of the cherry blossom trees in the late afternoon sun. The prayer flags in our backyard are less lively than they once were, faded to white, and the others torn and hanging by dead branches. I'm going to come in and give a side note on how that happened. That's going to go ahead and be the negligent roofers at Zoot Manor. I digress. I drank cider and soju and, as expected, got us into the house with the proclamation that we had guest list spots, ? At Skate House, in quotations, ... IDK. Britton and Armand were playing Back to Back Baby, but spelt as B2B Baby. Get used to it. Zoot DJs, Jenny, work and life partners, bro. This was all kind of what was being proclaimed, as Jenny and I were front row at the DJ Woozy and DJ Trustworthy, the most trustworthy DJs in all of I can't get into it. I danced lots. LOTS. And hard front row filming with the BlackBerry. I danced hardest with Jenny, Oscar, and in an Orville Peck attire, which was really just fishnets hooked onto their ears. We made the floorboards shake and Britton laugh very hard. Very trustworthy. We're going to go ahead and skip to what is no longer yesterday at this time, but was then again this morning. If you're following, cool. If you're not, that's also fine. Julia had a dream that she saved me from a bad shrooms trip. She took me to get ice cream and took me into the sun. She said I was totally freaking out and would not get on the bike. She told me this via her phone speech to text. So picture me kind of in my living room on Sunday morning, and my roommate is telling me about this crazy dream she's had, and she's describing to me, Molly, I had a dream about, and it's not her, it's her phone, it's Siri on her phone being like, Molly, I had a dream about you where you were having a bad trip and I had to save you. Huh? Yes, girl, she doesn't have her voice. So I come up into my living room on Sunday. Okay, I've
voice?
Yes.
In exchange for legs?
Your mic's been off, girl.
Oh. I've been cracking so many jokes.
I've been having a conversation with...
You kept that thing off. Tomar has had so much to contribute.
I have regrets all around, you guys. Regardless, that's kind of what I have to share right now. Just like a bunch of silliness, you know, like beacons of hope and light in this otherwise pretty dire climate. If I dive into what I kind of wrote on my lunch break today, March 25th, 2026. Okay, so that's crazy. That's not real. However,
2026, guys.
However,
2025 is over.
March 25th, 2026. Yesterday, I walked circles around the UBC bus loop. At first, it rained, but the universe let up eventually. Today, I'm in the office. My pen almost matches my socks. So, like, you know, not all journal entries can be full of excitement, hope, anecdotes, and giggles. Some of them have your Seagulls bagels, vegetarian sesame sandwich, and rugelach receipt. It's not all good, you guys. That's kind of my message here today, is that there's good in the bad and there's bad in the good. Where I got that from, I don't know.
What I do know is that I think you would love Nikki Giovanni.
Oh.
Okay, Delmar's having their way with what's going on right now. What song you want me to play, Delmar?
N-I-K-K-I.
Yeah?
Her?
I'm there.
Ooh.
Ego tripping.
Just an NY poem. I made them play my house for the previous show, and so for that variety.
This is a hit. I mean, how many streams is a hit?
We're counting streams in terms of hits. I thought it was just radio play or like charts.
I don't know anything. Don't listen to me. Here's Nikki Giovanni, just an NY poem off what album, Delmar? The Way I Feel.
And the whole album is like this.
Okay. I want to hear it. I'm curious. Thank Delmar, everyone. Thank you, Delmar.
Thank you, Delmar, for giving me the space.
I wanted to take your hand and run with you together toward ourselves, down the street to your street. Skip the notes past the marquee advertising women in love. Past the record shop with the spirit in the dark. Past the smoke shop. Past the park and no parking today signs. Past the people watching.
I love this song, Delmar.
And I love it too.
Thank you.
I didn't want anything to be wearing you. I wanted to give myself to the cyclone that is your arms and let you in the eye of my hurricane. We'll be right back.
So, Dalmar, what's the song? This is just her poems? This is her reading her poems? Oh.
American poet.
Girl, I keep trying to cut you off.
No, Nikki Giovanni was an American poet, and, like, I knew she died, and, like, because she has a famous poem about, like, killing the spider, and, like, being, I don't know.
What spider?
I'll pull it out later. But so then, like, I was just sitting on my computer because my earphones died, and then
it good was, night.
Long story short, tune into the episode for the previous show to learn more about that. Anyway, I don't know. I was just sitting in my room, and then I put this on, and I was like, oh my god, this is so good. Like, it came up on shuffle, and I was like, let me listen to the whole thing. And the album is like literally just this.
Just like her reading her poems.
Yeah, produced by Arif Mardin, who I think that's the guy's name. Very famous producer for like Roberta Flack.
Nikki Giovanni is one of the most popular acclaimed African American poets of the 20th century. Says
wow. Won the Langston Hughes, like a Langston Hughes Award.
Hello, wow. Awesome, boom.
Like, I think y'all would love this stuff.
Thank you, and like everyone at home in your car, in on the roof. On the knoll, on the tree, in the tree.
At the dance
you
competition
would too.
In the nest.
Everyone who's cheering right now.
I don't know. What do you know about it? And what I'm going to play next actually reminds me very much so of this kind of vibe. What a roundabout way to say nothing, you guys. What a roundabout way to say absolutely squat.
But in some way you're saying everything.
I'm going to play Allegra Krieger because her music is kind of like journal entry like, and this song especially. Sure. I don't know. I feel like this is a journal entry that I would and have and maybe should write, except it's not playing right now because Spotify is crazy. Here we are. I don't know nothing about that. Here's Wake Me If I'm Asleep by Allegra Krieger off of her album Precious Thing. Enjoy on CITR 101.9, Mozzie's Morsels.
Mixes with the violin. There's a body on a bed rolling down the street. While looking out of my window, I call you up on the phone. Say, I hope you get home all right. Wake me if I'm asleep. Wake me if I'm asleep. Wake me if I'm asleep.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly. This is 1 hour of Molzie's Morsels. You just listened to Wake Me If I'm Asleep by Allegra Krieger. I love Allegra Krieger. I saw her very recently, actually. She opened for Christian Lee Hudson, friend of mine, I would like to say. But in reality, we just chatted once. We just chatted once upon a time for another show of mine many moons ago.
And your bays for life, like me and Z-Way.
Hello. Mm. What is...
Did you talk to Z-Way?
She signed my book. Yeah, Zoe, now we're like front row. It was scary because we didn't show up like early enough, but like we just like persevered. Like it was filling up. There were like reserve signs, but it's like, let's just try to go to the front.
And you like, did? Front. Let's just try.
And then she signed my book. And she said she liked my pink, and I said I wore it just for you, and she said I could tell.
Oh.
And we gave her a copy of the Discorder, but Zoe was like, she called it the school paper, and I was like, girl!
It's not that. Not the it's the paper. Station paper.
Station paper.
Discorder magazine. With that, guys, we're rounding into the CanCon of it all. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you some of that loving, which is like... That's kind of a joke, but also, like, I'm going to play Loving the Band. I'm going to give you some of that loving that I promised earlier when I was talking about Sam Burton.
Loving.
Yeah, Loving from Vancouver Island. This is Bowley? Who's to know this character's name? Bowley Goes Drunk Dancing into the Future by Loving. Off of their self-titled. I love this song, and it's also kind of what I was serving. On Saturday at Miss Western, at Miss Country Western in 2025. Won't even get into it again. And after that, Long Throw by Andy Schaaf. I love Andy Schaaf. CITR loves Andy Schaaf, I think. I'm saying so. And after that, I don't even know. I don't even know what I'll give you. Probably an ad and a kiss goodnight. So look forward to that, but don't get too excited.
Don't get too excited.
Don't get too excited.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Bowley Goes Drunk Dancing into the Future.
Maybe you could talk freely, speak to me for once so truly, for once so truly I could know. Swear you're gone, swear I'm standing. That would really be something. Ways on most days I am clearly disappearing. I am clearly disappearing at the thought of our nearing. Amen. And it was there you declared. Thank you.
invitation from you. Only one in a costume. Isn't that just how things work out? On our best days.
This song, to me, kind of feels like falling asleep on the couch. That's all I gotta say. I'm using a lot of, like, sleeping, not adjectives, but more so just comparing songs to certain versions of sleeping today. I don't know if that's because I'm tired.
Daylight savings caught up to you.
I mean, hello, girl, it has been.
Mm-hmm.
My journal alluded to this, but this spring has been wet and tough, you guys.
Wet and tough.
Dreary. And tough.
But I'll be wearing yellow every day.
Hello. Sun did come out tomorrow today.
I'm wearing flowers today.
2 weeks in a row.
I look like a blue sky and fresh soil, personally. So,
navy and brown. Navy and...
I wore yellow, and then the next day the sun came out. After a week of gray. And then I did the same thing yesterday.
So, Delmar is the sun or something.
Or something.
Thinking you should be calling. Checking over and over. Wondering.
CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly, closing out this joyful, serendipitous, but kind of sleepy. And I don't know if joyful is actually today's adjective. I think it's more of like a... I mean, I'm always happy to be here, but it's a little bit of a honk-shoe sleepy me-me. That's the adjectives. But I'm leaving you guys with a little bit of a pick-me-up so you guys can, like, run to get ice cream or a Twix. Delmar just passed away. Out. Here's Apple Juice Kissin' by D-Light. The wonderful Zoe Z, CITR's diva, showed me this song. Pussycat Meow.
By D-Light, Pussycat Meow.
Guys, that's what reading... You have some reading homework, some listening homework. Pussycat Meow by D-Light. Listen consecutively after this. Love to all. Apple Juice Kissin'. Consider that. And have a amazing, refreshing, sunny Wednesday is what I'm anticipating.